Okay, so now we're moving on to, into a series of verses. We're going to be invoking Yamantaka, or Dorje Jigje, you know, the wrathful deity, the Vajra Terrifier, that, you know, we paid homage to at the beginning of the text. You know, and Jigje, remember, is the, you know, the interpretable Jigje is the appearance of the wrath, this wrathful Buddha, and the definitive Jigje is the bliss of wisdom and emptiness. Okay, that directly perceives, you know, the lack of inherent existence, and is motivated and underlined by complete bodhicitta, you know, and the wish to become enlightened to benefit sentient beings. That's the definitive jigje. So this is what we're invoking here. Yamantaka is the Sanskrit name. Dorje Jigje, or just Jigje for short, is the Tibetan name. Okay, so the verse 50 goes, now Yamantaka, wield the weapon of karma over its head. Spin the wheel three times furiously over its head. Spread your two legs apart, the two truths, and open wide your eyes of method and wisdom. Bear your fangs, the four powers, and pierce the enemy. Okay, so we're calling out to Jigje, wield the weapon of karma over its head. Okay, so, you know, self-grasping ignorance, the self-centered mind, you know, accuse it of being the one who has perpetrated all this karma that's caused you problems. Spin the wheel three times furiously over its head. So three times, you know, is representing conventional truth, wisdom realizing conventional truth, the wisdom realizing ultimate truth, and then the wisdom realizing both the union of the two truths. Okay? And then, as we discussed before, you know, the figure of Jigje is symbolic of different realizations of the Buddha. So it says, spread your two legs apart. This must be the simple form of Jigje, because the elaborate form has 16 legs. Okay, so the simple form has two. So the two legs represent the two truths. You know, ultimate truth and conventional truth. Open wide your eyes of method and wisdom. So method is the compassion aspect of the path. Wisdom is the wisdom aspect of the path. If you make correlations, okay, understanding conventional truth is correlated with the wisdom aspect of the path, is correlated with gaining the form body or rupakatya of the Buddha. And ultimate truth is correlated with the wisdom aspect of the path that understands that ultimate truth, and of the result it leads to the Dharmakaya, or truth body, the mind and the emptiness of the mind of a Buddha. Okay, so there are those parallels. So open your eyes, open wide your eyes of method and wisdom. Bear your four fangs, okay, which are the four opponent powers. You know, regret, repair, you know, restoring the relationship, taking refuge and generating bodhicitta, and then a remedial action. And with all these things together, pierce the enemy. Okay, so go after self-centeredness and self-grasping. Okay, the king of spells who confounds the enemy's mind. Summon this degenerate one in vow. This degenerate in vows that lets down self and others. This destructive force called the self-grasping demon, who, while brandishing the weapon of karma, runs uncontrollably through the jungle of cyclic existence. Okay, I'm not sure why it's Jigje is the king of spells. I don't understand that. But I'm not sure the translation, that needs to be looked into. But who confounds the enemy's mind? Okay, so we want to confound confuse the mind of self-grasping and self-centeredness. Summon this degenerate in vows that lets down self and others. Okay, so again, under the influence of those two factors, we degenerate our vows. Destructive force called the self-grasping demon. Okay, self-centeredness, self-grasping. And what does this demon do? It brandishes the weapon of karma and runs uncontrollably through the jungle of cyclic existence. Okay, so imagine taking self-grasping and self-centeredness, anthropomorphizing them, you know, into this crazy, berserky, completely insane demon who brandishes this weapon of karma that's their own creation and runs like a crazy person through the streets, you know, causing suffering everywhere. Okay? So that's, you know, running crazily through the jungle of cyclic existence. And that's, you know, what we wind up doing, you know, pushed by them, you know, as, well, they run crazily through cyclic existence and drag us behind them. Okay, but now we're finding out that they're the enemy, and we're turning on them, okay? And so we're invoking Yamantaka. So the next verse says, summon him, O wrathful Yamantaka. Strike him, pierce the heart of this enemy, the self. Dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception. Mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. Okay? So Yamantaka, system of bliss and emptiness, you know, summon him. You know, get this demon here. Yeah, and then once you've gotten him, and you say it twice, summon him, because it represents the two bodhicittas. You know, conventional bodhicitta that aspires for enlightenment, and ultimate bodhicitta, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness. So we say each of these things twice, representing the two bodhicittas. Okay, so, wrathful Yamantaka, summon him, get these two guys here. Okay, so you're issuing your warrant of arrest, and Yamantaka is going after them. Yeah, and then once you get him back here, strike him, pierce the heart of this enemy, the self. Okay, so do what NYPD, what does to the people at arrest, you know, remember that case? And beat him to a pulp. Okay, you don't hold back. With your beating up on self-centeredness and self-grasping, you vent your fury. You don't need to hold back, you know. Okay. And then what do you do after you beat him up? You dance and trample on his head. You know. You just sit there and have a party, you know, because you've vanquished this horrible enemy that is the source of all your own pain and misery. Okay? So dance and trample on the head of this betrayer. What's the betrayer? False conception. Okay? False conception. The false conception of an inherently existent I, an inherently existent phenomena. False conception that we're the most important one in the world. Okay? So this is anthropomorphizing all these things. You know, it's incredible imagery, isn't it? Yeah? And then mortally strike the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. Yeah? So when here, the butcher means the self-grasping, I'm sorry, the self-centeredness, and the heart, the essence of this butcher, is the self-grasping. Okay? So those two, which are, you know, in colleague, in cahoots with one another, yeah? And mortally strike at the heart. And so it talks about, you know, the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. It doesn't mean destroy me. It isn't talking about the conventional self here. It's talking about the inherently existent self, which doesn't exist at all, but destroying the conception that thinks it does, destroying the grasping that thinks it does.